This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Karina Gonzalez. Date of birth, September the 14th, 1979. Case ID number is 342-3740. Date of exam, August the 25th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Su Clinica Familiar in Raymondville. Identifying information. This is a 42-year-old single female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of scoliosis / degenerative disc disease, comma, right leg injury with radiculopathy, comma, and ovarian tumors. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in October 2021, where she worked as a correctional officer for 2 years. She states that she was also a provider for 2 or 3 months and worked at the Hidalgo storage area for another 2 years. The claimant states that throughout her life she has had multiple different jobs, which have been over 10 years of work. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her children, and she is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, scoliosis / degenerative disc disease. Number two, right leg injury with right leg radiculopathy. And number three, ovarian tumor. History of allegations. Number one, scoliosis / degenerative disc disease. The claimant states that in 2015, she started to have severe back pain consisting of a sharp, stabbing, burning pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which would radiate down her right leg in the form of radiculopathy. She was diagnosed with scoliosis and degenerative disc disease with right leg radiculopathy and weakness. Her limitations include being able to walk approximately 60 feet with a walker, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift 1 pound above her head, comma, but unable to stand or bend over to pick up any clothes. She has an assistive device, which is a walker that she uses all the time in order to get around in. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing some lighthouse work, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, and exercising by walking a little bit around her home. Her medical doctor is Dr. Victor Vela, and she denies seeing a chiropractor and has not received any physical therapy. At the present time, she's on multiple medications for pain, which does give some mild relief. She is presently taking ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, tramadol hydrochloride 50 milligrams QID, gabapentin 100 milligrams TID, and other medications like vitamin D3 for her bone strength. She was diagnosed with scoliosis, degenerative disc disease, and appears to have a right leg radiculopathy as also a possible right hemiparesis. Allegation number two, right leg injury. The claimant states that in 1985, she started to have weakness in her right leg, which doctors have told her was a right leg radiculopathy coming from the scoliosis of her back. X-rays were performed which confirmed her diagnosis. She denies any fractures, comma, surgeries, comma, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her main symptom is numbness of the right upper and lower extremity. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, with the walker, stand 5 minutes, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and can write her name, comma, drink from a coffee cup with both hands, comma, button her clothes, comma, and lift approximately 1 pound above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room. She has an assistive device, which is a walker that she uses to walk around with, but she still needs assistance, even with all this, and able to get to her car. As noted, she's taking multiple anti-inflammatory medications for her condition, which does give her some relief. At this time, the claimant has problems with daily activities to clean herself. She cannot bathe herself, comb herself, or do other activities of daily living. Her physician is Dr. Ruben Maria Torres. Allegation number 3, ovarian tumors. The claimant states that in 2021, she was diagnosed with multiple benign tumors around her uterus. She has been placed on Depo-Provera 150 milligrams Q3 months and states that she is not at this time a surgical candidate secondary to her weight and that the physicians are waiting to see how she responds to the Depo-Provera. Her condition is stable at this time, although she states that the ovarian tumors are pressing down on her urinary bladder and causing urinary incontinence. Family history. The father has hypertension, high cholesterol, and diabetes mellitus. Her mother has heart disease, high cholesterol, and diabetes mellitus. Medications, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, TID. Vitamin D3, 1,000 milligrams QD, iron, 18 milligrams QD, omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD, Wellbutrin XL, 150 milligrams QD, tramadol, hydrochloride, 50 milligrams QID, Flovent, HFA, 1 puff, BID, comma, duloxetine, 30 milligrams QD, albuterol sulfate, 90 micrograms / HFA, 2 puffs TID, Depo-Provera, 150 milligrams Q3 months, Symbicort, 160-4.5 micrograms HFA, 2 puffs BID, Gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, Montelukast, 10 milligrams QD, and Metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. Medical problems. History of multiple kidney stones in 2015 with sepsis and the removal of 3 stones, comma, history of COVID-19 and being hospitalized in ICU for 3 months, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, anemia, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, depression / anxiety, comma, right leg pain with radiculopathy and weakness, comma, scoliosis, comma, degenerative disc disease, comma, ovarian tumors around the uterus, comma, right upper and lower hemiparesis, comma, respiratory difficulty, comma, social history. Tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, his temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit. Weight, 289 pounds. Height, 5 feet 3 inches. BP 149 over 98 mmHg, heart rate 96 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 52, general. This is a 42-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age and in acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does not wear glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant is morbidly obese and physical examination was difficult. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant does have some mild edema around her ankles. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was fair and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were plus three bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes where the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. She did come with a walker, an assisted device, which she has to use all the time in order to move around in. Her hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. She was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the lumbar sign was somewhat positive. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had multiple muscle spasms, especially of the right upper and lower extremities, as well as some tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to perform any kind of flexion whatsoever. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper and lower extremities, as well as the left upper extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was abnormal, and the claimant was unable to perform this task. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to flex more than 90 degrees, and her strength was plus 3 over 5. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table at all. The claimant had difficulty in walking and it was not able to walk on her heels or toes. The claimant can only walk with an assisted device and her tandem rate was abnormal. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires a walker at all times to get to any place that she has to get to, which was only to the car. Neurological grip strength is plus 2/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were plus 3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but multiple muscle spasms and tremors on all parts of her body. Muscle strength is plus 2/5 for the upper extremities and plus 3/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. She is unable to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, but the claimant does have the appearance of a neurological disease and appears to have a right upper and lower hemiparesis. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 2/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but shows severe fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to severe, moderate to severe generalized weakness with spasms and tremors and a possible symptoms of a stroke of the right upper and lower extremities. Probable diagnoses. Number one, scoliosis/degenerative disc disease. Confirm with x-rays and physical examination. Appears to be somewhat stable at this time. Number two, right leg radiculopathy and weakness. Confirm with physical examination, which may be secondary to a neurological disease which has not been diagnosed yet. Number three, ovarian tumors of the uterus being treated at this time with Depo-Provera conservatively. The claimant does appear to have a neurological disease which needs to be evaluated further with a neurologist and does have a right upper and lower hemiparesis but appears to have a Parkinsonian / possible musculosclerosis type of disease at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Karina Gonzalez.